for people who can't be here. So welcome, everyone, to part two of Your Money Breakthrough. And I just want to begin by saying, who knew that this was going to be a two-session class? I had no idea. That was not my plan at all. I thought I was going to lead a very simple introductory class, but this turned into a different kind of an adventure. Really anything but a simple introductory class. And fortunately, I practice what I preach, and I have the money breakthrough templates and business breakthrough templates. We'll discuss that later today. And I use them. And so when things seem to go in a direction that I wasn't prepared for, I can rein the energy back in and get real clear and come to a higher perspective about what to do. So when I first learned that there were technical difficulties on the call and that lots of people were dropped off, not even once, but more than once, my first reaction was, ugh, that's not what I wanted for this class. And it really made me feel, for the moment, helpless and vulnerable and not in control of the experience that I wanted to create for people who had registered for the call. And knowing that we had well over 1,100 people registered for the call, that felt even worse. So what I did was I used my Money Breakthrough template. I told the story of what was making me feel out of control and powerless and fearful and helpless and unsupported by the universe, because that's how I felt in the moment. And that worked really fast. Within minutes, it was at night, because I didn't find it out till that night when someone emailed me and was having problems on that same bridge. And she said, this happened last night too, when I went to look at the log. And after filling out my Money Breakthrough template and using the process, I just turned to my husband and said, I think I have to do this class again. I'll do this class again next week. And he said, great. And I thought that was a simple solution, really easy. That was a great idea. And then he and I went out to breakfast. And as we were going out to breakfast, I was playing the CD so we could listen to it. And we turned to each other and we both said, you know, that introduction is kind of long. That really isn't the best introduction for this program. You know, I had a lot that I wanted to say, and because this was new for me, I'm a coach. And when I teach, I typically teach in an interactive format. And so this was new for me. I wanted to give so much information, became kind of a time thing, but my husband and I listened and said, that was just too long an introduction. No big deal. When I go back the second time, I'll shorten that. I'll make room for an extra process, and all will be well. So that's what I thought was going to happen when I wrote to say, we're going to do this class again, and we're going to do a little energy process in there, and this is what our plan is. And that is not what happened. What happened after that was a very fascinating kind of a journey through all sorts of people's perceptions of last week's class. And it was fascinating. It was like looking through a kaleidoscope, where everything was kind of morphing and changing and shifting. And some people saw this and some people saw that. People who were listening to the same call had very different experiences. And I'm not saying completely different, because when I put out the survey, 80% of people were positive about the class and said they actually wanted more coaching from me after the class. So the majority of people had a good experience, but some people, not only did they not like the class, but they had a very strong, very visceral, very emotional reaction to the class. And that was something that I really wanted to understand more. So I did another breakthrough template. And that one took longer to move. But when I came out from kind of underneath the emotion, I saw, wow, there is a real opportunity here to use this experience to teach the very information that I'm feeling compelled to teach, to help you get an even more clear picture of what it means to be moving through the breakthrough journey, what it means to face all of those different points on that map that I gave to you. And I feel honestly really good about that map. That's a map that I use with my clients, the clients that pay me $10,000 a year to coach with me. I use that map with them, and they get tremendous value from it. So if you thought that it was too simplistic, if you thought that it was superficial, if you thought that you knew that already, I really want to invite you to follow through again using the handbook, using the worksheets on the handout, and really take this in, not from an intellectual level. Because on an intellectual level, you can very well say that someone has said everything that I'm going to say today. I am a coach, as I said. For me, it's all about application. If you're not using this wisdom to make your life better, it has no value to you. So if you know it in your head, but you're not living it, there is no point. I'm here to really push you. You're going to see how hard I'm going to push you. To push you to apply these principles and to use this map and to commit to yourself to following through. Because now that you understand what the breakthrough journey is, if you choose not to embark on it, that's your decision. Because the information is here and the exact process is here, and you have the potential of really turning things around in your life in an amazing way. And that's what I want from all of you, for all of you. I'm really here because my goal is to help as many people as possible have breakthroughs around money. And this is about deep transformation. This is not about surface. This is not about just kind of trying a new kind of a debt reduction program. This is about deep personal transformation. And it's not going to appeal to everyone because not everybody wants to put in the conscious, determined, disciplined effort to get the kind of liberation that most of us only dream about. But if that excites you, if that intrigues you, then let's go through the handout, this second handout. For those of you who have not yet downloaded the second handout, it's at Your Money Breakthrough, breakthrough.com, under the downloads topic. We're going to go through that. And we're going to go through a new version of the map. I gave you that map of the journey. And as I said, I feel really good about that. I feel really good about giving you this map, but I want you to use it. I don't just want you to look at it and say, yeah, I get that. I want you to really stop and go piece by piece through it. And tonight also, we're going to give you a real life understanding of what trouble at the border looks like. Because, you know, this is where the rubber meets the road of spiritual wisdom. You know, it's about applying it. It's about using it. It's about living it. So we added a very important new, we added number 7 to the handout because it's really crucially important. And number 7 on the first page of the handout, let me actually go over the handout. We'll add number 7 and I'll tell you why. So if you remember, I'm talking now to those of you who have the old handout in front of you, if you haven't gotten the new one, or if you have the new one, this is printed out for those of you who didn't write fast enough. The key point that we're starting with is that to set the stage for a breakthrough, you must be willing to let go of what you think you know. And that's not just rhetoric on my part. I'm not just throwing that out. It's not just a very convenient spiritual principle that I'm going to say to make myself seem as if I've got some kind of esoteric knowledge. This is crucial because if you already think you know, then you can't learn anything new. One of my new favorite teachers, Richard Bartlett, was telling us about Socrates. He said Socrates used to claim that he was the smartest man, the wisest man, and his explanation was, because I know that I don't know anything, so I know one more thing than almost everybody. Okay, so realizing that you don't know, always being willing to be an empty bowl, always being willing to look at something from a new perspective, that's key for being able to create a breakthrough. Otherwise, you will keep getting the same results over and over and over again. And I wrote, be connect with expanded perspectives. The work that I'm talking about here is not about moving your money from one account to another. It's not about being more disciplined in your savings. It's not about trying to control anything. It's about inviting a expanded perspective, a deeper wisdom to work with you, to partner with you, to completely transform the energy that you have been running around the topic of money. The second piece was the breakthrough journey is short-circuited when you focus more upon what you don't want than upon what you do want. And that seems like, once again, pretty obvious. Got lots of people saying, I've studied Abraham. I know that. Well, if you study Abraham and you know that, but you send people insulting, nasty emails, guess what? You're focusing more upon what you don't want than on what you do want. So if being on this class last week didn't excite you, didn't turn you on, then what Abraham would have told you was, go figure out what you do want. Don't go pushing against someone else. Go figure out what you do want. There's no reason to ever push against anyone for any reason. That's what keeps us all stuck. But if you are finding that you're pushing against something, then you're most likely pushing against yourself. And you're pushing against where you find yourself. And that energy also will keep you stuck. So the freeing energy we talked about was the idea of being able to say, I am where I am, and that's got to be okay. That's the idea of soothing yourself, acknowledging that you are where you are. And in each case that I just talked about, when I needed to create a breakthrough, those two breakthroughs I mentioned that I had to do in the last week, as I was facing the awareness that there were technical difficulties on the call, I couldn't beat myself up and expect a breakthrough. I couldn't attack the technology company and expect a breakthrough. I couldn't blame anybody, myself or anyone else. I had to go to a whole different level. What does this mean? What can we do with this? How can we rise above this experience? I had to be okay with the fact that that is what happened and then look for another opportunity. And same thing with the negative feedback. I had to really own, and I can own, I can say to you, that probably was not the most satisfying class that I've ever led for people in terms of it was a lot of information given to you and maybe not enough coaching. And people are used to me doing coaching. They're used to me helping them move energy. And I appreciate all the emails from people who said, that's our favorite thing about you. Please do that more. But my intention truly was to give as much as I could on the class, knowing that there were going to be 1,000 people on the class. It really wasn't going to be possible to be very interactive. And I tried a different approach. If it didn't meet everyone's needs, then that's an experiment, and you say, wow, I learned from that, and what can I do differently? But I had to be okay with what happened, and I had to be okay with the fact that if I were to do it over again, I would do it different, and that's why we're doing it differently today. But you got to hear that importance of being kind to yourself in order to free yourself to try again, try something new. The third part, this is really crucial. This is about truth-telling. We're going to talk a lot today about truth-telling. Truth-telling will set you free. Truth-telling is the most important point. In fact, I have to share with you, I just love this. We had someone who shared in the survey everything that was wonderful about the call, a series of statements. So the message was, one, It was very informative, practical, and simple in terms of application. Two, I appreciate the fact that everything on the handout was covered. Three, I appreciate your pivotal moment and breakthrough when you shared the following statement. Money was not going to dictate the rest of my life. For me and my cousin who was also listening, both of us found this declaration very powerful and moving. Congratulations. Four, I loved your diagram and analogy from A, anchor to C, magnet. Five, I love the way you described your evolution in stages, especially stage five, the new direction and reclaiming your power. Six, I'd love for you to expand on the money block and money leaks, please. And seven, additionally, could you elaborate on truth-telling, as I firmly believe this is key should one desire to experience consistent growth and sustainability. Now, that is right on. Truth-telling is key, and we're going to hit that head-on later in the call. Truth-telling without any of the negative emotions, and I've just touched on that. Toxic emotions, we're going to come back to that a little bit later. We're also going to come back to all of this about point C. So let's talk about the new one, which is seven, that big emotions signal something to be dealt with. And the bigger the emotional discomfort, the greater the power there is to be reclaimed. So the greater emotional discomfort you have, the greater opportunity there is for you to pull that energy back and move it and have a breakthrough, which is a very exciting thing. So when you feel discomfort, instead of shutting down, it's an opportunity and an invitation to open up and expand. So that's what this session today is all about. It's about the energy that gets kicked up when we try to create a breakthrough. And I really think a lot of people did, in fact, have energy kicked up last week on that call. And I'm going to show you later that some of the people who wrote to me clearly had a lot of energy stirred up. Because otherwise, if it was really boring and superficial and not interesting, they simply would have hung up during the call. But something else happened, and that's what we're going to get to break down piece by piece today so that we can learn from it and apply it in our own lives. All right, so let's now go to the second page where I've recreated your picture of the money breakthrough. I've broken it down even more. Okay, so you know what your job is, how to use this, all right, how to use this picture. This is the breakthrough journey. You can use this in any area of your life. If you've got a breakthrough you need to have happen around your parenting or your weight or your relationship with your family members or a decision you have to make. I'm breaking it down here. I said this on the call, but I want you to be able to use this as a practical tool. So let's start with point C. Point C is where you're heading. Point C is where you really want to go, and it's magnetic. And we talked about this last week, the magnetic properties and how to use this. So your point C is all about getting very clear about what you want. But more than just knowing what you want, you have to know why you want it. Too many people want to win the lottery. I want to win the lottery. And then I ask why. Oh, doesn't everybody want to win the lottery? Or their answer, I want to win the lottery so I never have to worry about money again. Well, guess what? That's not a powerful why. That's a powerful why I'm still stuck here. That's a why I don't want to be where I am, as opposed to why I want to be there in this new energy place. So you have to start having a very powerful why. Why do you want to transform this area of your life? Why do you want to have a money breakthrough? What's going to happen in your life should you be able to create a money breakthrough? What are the changes that you can expect? How are you going to feel different on a day-to-day basis? How is this going to affect your health and well-being? How is it going to affect your relationships with the most important people in your life? What would having a money breakthrough mean in your relationship with your partner, in your relationship with your children? What would your having a money breakthrough mean in terms of the choices that you feel you get to make? in terms of how you use your time, in terms of how much freedom you have? What would having a money breakthrough mean in terms of your dreams and being able to really follow your dreams instead of snuffing them out? What would this mean to you? Why is this important? Why do you want to have a breakthrough? And not just knowing it in your head, but feeling it, allowing yourself to feel the freedom, the expansion, the possibilities, the strength, the empowerment, the clarity. All of those words that I just shared, strength, empowerment, clarity, freedom, expansion, those are high vibrational essences. If you know what it's going to feel like when you have it, and you feel the essence of that, that makes that magnet much stronger. It will pull you much faster toward what you want. So this is the key to making that magnet pull you. Not just a generic, I want to be rich because I hate being poor. That will not work. Go back to handout and line two. Okay, you can't get what you want by pushing against what you don't want. You have to really allow what you want to pull you. And you have to believe in it, and you have to get excited by it, and you have to let it carry you. All right, now let's look at point A. We talked about it last week. Point A is where you are now. There's nothing wrong with point A. It's where you are now. It's the patterns you've been running. It's the familiar patterns. It's the set point that you have. So we talked last week about how to calculate your money set point. I'm going to talk more about that in just a moment. But it's the stories that you tell yourself about money that you don't even realize you're telling yourself. When your children ask for something and you say, what do you think, we're made of money? When you're making important decisions and you focus first on the money? When you go out to a restaurant and you look at the menu and you focus first on the money? How many times in a day do you use money as the crux of the decisions and the choices that you make? How much power are you giving over to money? And where do you put money ahead of any other kinds of priorities? All right? This is an important thing to know because that's your familiarity. That's your pattern. That's what's keeping you recreating the same situation over and over again. And then this is another key. What are the toxic emotions that get triggered when you face money challenges? And we'll go into this in more detail. But this is what's keeping you stuck at point A. Now, I've got a new name for that starburst. We said that Dr. Maria Nemeth calls it trouble at the border. I'm going to start calling it quicksand because it's easy to fall into and very difficult to extricate yourself out of once you let yourself fall into it. And that's the embedded patterns and the toxic emotions, the convoluted thinking that leads to sabotaging behavior patterns. And the reason that so many of us do not have freedom around money is because of this quicksand, how easy it is for us to fall into quicksand around the topic of money. Let's go to the next page. I wanted to give you a little bit more about set points because people ask so nicely. There's two elements of your set point that are most important for you to work on, and those are the ceilings and the floors. Okay, so let's start with the floor. I said a set point works like a thermostat, and I failed to mention last week that there's a protective mechanism of the set point too. In terms of a thermostat, if you set the thermostat in your home for a certain degree of temperature, then it will go on when the temperature tries to go under that, and it will turn off when the temperature tries to go above that. You'll set a range. And so we all have that same kind of a set point. And most of you have seen the floor. You've seen the place where somehow you always manage to have just enough to not crash. You always manage to just make it. You always manage to pull it out, even when it looks like you might not do it. That's proof that you've got this powerful pattern running and that's your stabilizer. You're not going to go under that. You're not going to get to the point where you actually end up on the streets. So look how creative you are. Look at what a deliberate, conscious creator you are, because you can always pull it out before it gets too low. And then on the other side, how high you let it get. And for some of us, it starts to get high and we get these unexpected expenses. Or I talked to a lovely woman who had last year doubled her income in her business and this year went back to the way it was before, and she realized that it was about the ceiling thing. Something happened. She got scared off when the money started coming in, and so unconsciously she went back and constricted into the way that she was, and she knows she wants to turn that around. Now, in terms of ceilings and floors, let's talk about some things that are really obvious, like lottery winners. I'm sure most of you have heard that 85% of lottery winners lose all the money within about 5 years after winning the lottery, no matter how many millions they win. And there's even stories of multiple times winning a lottery and multiple times losing the money. And the reason is right here. It's about set points. It's about ceilings. It's about discomfort. If you don't have the consciousness for that higher amount, you're going to let it slip right through your fingers. All right? So it's not just bringing more in, because typically we bring more in, but we also spend more. So we don't have any kind of attainment going on there. So when I made a big confession on my e-zine a couple of weeks ago, what I confessed was I had not been working enough on my ceiling, because I was in a place of real contentment, and I was happy where I was, so I wasn't pushing the ceiling up. And it wasn't until I sat down with Jerry and Esther's book, Abraham Hicks' Money and the Law of Attraction, and I already had their tapes on money, and I even had their DVD specifically about money. I knew what they had to say about money, but I started to feel as if there was something out of integrity if I wasn't playing full out and really enjoying playing the game of money. And once I decided to do that, things really started to turn around. So the idea of playing with money and raising your ceiling, that's the main point of the prosperity game. So write down, the prosperity game is a great game designed to help you push your ceiling up. And you also want to lift your floors. Want to lift your ceilings and lift your floors by figuring out where they are, what's the lowest you can go to before you start kind of kicking in, that it's important to start bringing in more money, and what's the highest you can go before you start getting so uncomfortable you start squeezing yourself in. All right? And obviously, I'm not going to solve all of this on a one-hour free call. That would be insane for me to try to do. But I did promise you a map, and I'm giving you a map so you know the terrain. All right? The next page is very familiar. It's those toxic emotions. Nothing different on this page, but I just want you to take it seriously. These are the emotions that get triggered when it's time for a breakthrough. These are the emotions that get triggered, and they are toxic, and they are harmful, and they pull us out of our centered place. They pull us into a negative downward spiral. So when I say activated, it's like you get flooded with the emotions, and they leave you in victim energy. They lead you to feel helpless. They lead you to feel very polarized. And law of attraction then amplifies that feeling of victimization, that feeling of helplessness, that feeling of vulnerability. And some people push that toxic emotion inside and attack themselves, and other people take that toxic emotion and send it outward and attack other people. But it's still the same thing. It's toxic emotions that are stirred when you find yourself stuck in the quicksand. And the next page is more about what the quicksand looks like. If you don't handle the toxic emotions, then they're going to lead to the sabotaging behavior patterns. And you're going to create in your life the opposite of what you want. And it happens everywhere. So I can give you a completely different example. Oftentimes, let's say I'm working with a client who is wanting to attract her soulmate. Let's use that as a very different kind of example. Take the whole money piece off. So she wants to attract her soulmate. Let's say that she's been in a number of relationships. They've never turned into marriage, and she's starting to get concerned that she's not going to find the one and get married. And so from that place of concern and from that place of real attachment, she starts to make some really bad decisions. Sometimes she decides to spend time with people who aren't right for her because she's so afraid of being alone. Sometimes she gets really, really, really picky, and that in that pickiness drives people away who might be have been wonderful partners. Sometimes she attracts a partner but is so attached and so needing and yearning for the relationship to get to the next level that she scares him away. So those are all examples of how toxic emotions, in this case the toxic emotion of attachment and the toxic emotion of fear of not finding what it is that you want, ends up, if not handled, leading to the sabotaging behavior patterns that drive away the very thing that you want. So in those cases, obviously, I'm working with that client on clearing away all of the stories, all of the baggage, all of the patterns that have kept her in that feeling of vulnerability and fear and yearning, because that's not attractive. If you went to a singles party and there were two women there and one said, gosh, where is he? I'm really overdue. My clock is ticking. I've got to find someone. It's very important. I can't go home alone. And this other woman was saying, you know what? I have a great life. I really love my job. I have fabulous friends. And if my special person isn't here, that's fine. He'll be at the next party, or he'll be somewhere else, or someone will introduce him to me. I'm feeling very good about this. Which one of those people is more likely to attract what she wants? It's pretty clear. So we don't try to handle the sabotaging behavior patterns. We try to get into the toxic emotions that are causing them. Because once you handle the toxic emotions, then you don't have the sabotaging behavior patterns. Okay, here's the kind of you're gonna love it or hate it part of the call. I wanted to do some coaching on this call. I wanted to really explore in a practical way what happens when people get triggered by money and issues around money and they don't recognize it. And so what I've given you here in two case studies, case study two and case study three, are examples of people in quicksand. And first of all, I am not doing this to embarrass anyone. I don't know who wrote either one of these paragraphs because this is all anonymous. So I don't know who sent these to me, but I do know that both people were in the quicksand. They were in pain. And I really want them to hopefully read this and get some level of clarity about the circular thinking that's keeping them stuck. So the reason I put these in, I put them in and I highlighted the emotionally charged words. If I was working with this person, really wouldn't need them to say more than a couple of lines before I'd be able to pick up on the energy of what's really going on behind their words. And so by highlighting these words and breaking them up down into their themes, I think you're going to see exactly what I see when I work with a client who is in the quicksand. Because since I'm not in the quicksand with them, I can see their themes. I can see their blind spots. I can see exactly what they're spinning around in and then help them relieve that experience of being stuck and trapped by helping them find exactly what they need to let go of to gain liberation and freedom and clarity. So what's interesting is in these two cases, both people are clearly activated by the call. And they didn't just hang up. They didn't just say, this is not interesting to me, and just hang up. And not only did they not hang up, but they both clearly went after the call to read the sales material on their own, because they both quote the sales material. So I find that very interesting. They're complaining, both of them, of having to listen to sales information, but they both went to look for that even after the call was done. So here's what I'm going to suggest, and you feel whether this feels like the truth for you. In fact, stop looking at the handout for a second. Let's go into our energy space right now. I want to give you a feeling of the way all of this works. I want you to imagine that in your tummy you have 2 meters, a desire meter and a resistance meter. All right, and one measures how much desire you have, which is that pull toward point C. And one measures how much resistance you have, and that's what's holding you in point A. So I'm going to mention 4 different emotional states, and I want you to go inside and discern the amount of emotional resistance and the amount of emotional desire that's part of each of these 4 emotional states. We'll start with passion. When you're feeling passionate about something, how much desire do you have running through your body, and how much resistance do you have running through your body? When you have passion, all right, I'm going to ask all 4 of them, and then, because I don't want to stop to ask you guys to share, I'll just tell you the answers afterward. The next piece is contentment. When you're feeling content, where are you in terms of desire, and where are you in terms of resistance when you're feeling content? And the next one is frustration. When you're feeling frustrated, where are you, how much desire do you have, and how much resistance do you have when you're frustrated? And finally, when you're angry or full of rage, how much desire do you have, and how much resistance do you have? All right. Typically, when I ask this question, we kind of go back and forth for a while before we can all agree. But I'm going to share with you right now what Abraham Hicks says about those 4 emotional states. So we're going to start with passion. And Abraham Hicks says, when you have a lot of passion, you have high desire and no resistance. That's what passion is. High desire and no resistance. So what you want comes to you very quickly. That's like having a breakthrough journey with only point C and nothing holding you back at point A. You just pulled up to that magnet. It happens really positively, powerfully, and fast. The next one is contentment. And in contentment, you have low desire and low resistance. You don't want anything. You're content. There's nothing for you to try to create. That's the place that I was regarding money for a while. Really wasn't a focus for me. I was creating all sorts of amazing things without thinking about money. Going on vacations, swimming with dolphins, seeing theater. Money wasn't an issue for me, so I was content. Not a lot of energy of desire and not a lot of energy of resistance. Both of those very, very low. The next one is frustration. And when you're frustrated, you want something, but you don't think you can have it easily. And that's what frustration is. It's a little bit of desire and an equal amount of resistance. You want it. You don't think you can have it. That's like putting a foot on the gas and a foot on the brake. That doesn't feel very good. But here's the fascinating one. What is rage? A lot of people will say it's a lot of resistance with no desire, and that's not true. Rage is high desire and equally high resistance. You would not be angry or full of rage if you didn't really, really, really want something and really, really, really think you couldn't have it. It's those 2 energies happening together. And so that's what I'm saying was activated by some people who came to this call, a real desire to move their energy around money, a real desire to create what I had described, and an equal sense of resistance, probably after seeing the sales letter about the intensive, an equal sense of resistance that this was not going to happen for them. And that created all of this triggered emotion. And these toxic emotions caused the kind of statements that seemed to be logically out of proportion to attending a free class. All right, there's a lot of energy happening here, and what I'm going to suggest is these are patterns that typically have gotten triggered in both of these people's lives in other situations that involve money. All right, one of them feels cheated and lied to, And I'm sure that that's happened before. And unfortunately, the way the law of attraction works, the more you're afraid of being cheated, A, the more you're going to see it happening, all right, even maybe when somebody else had no intention of cheating you. But also, the more you're going to attract people who would cheat you. It'll be a self-fulfilling prophecy. You'll spin and spin and spin around it until you dissolve it away at the very core. All right, and same for the idea of feeling like it's not enough and feeling like you have to do it alone. Those are energies that you know you can stay stuck in. And so I want you to feel this from my heart. I truly have compassion for people who are at that place. We all go there on some topic at some time, and it's not healthy, and it causes us to miscreate. So while I don't get activated on these subjects in this way, and I don't attack other people, I get activated still, despite all the work that I'm doing, I get activated by other situations in other ways, but I'm more likely to turn my icky emotions inward. I'm more likely to attack me and call me names. So I guess everyone's attacking me at that point, which is not good. But see, here's the difference, and I want you guys to hear it. This was not pleasant to receive these kind of emails. It was not pleasant, especially when you're someone who has such a deep desire to contribute, has such a deep desire to help other people rise above their circumstances and to be an uplifter. When you're committed to being an uplifter and people accuse you of causing harm, that's really like a kick in the gut. It's not fun at all. And despite all the work that we do, a lot of us fall into this pattern of being Velcro to the bad news and being Teflon to the good news. People say nice things and you just say, yeah, and it rolls right off like you're Teflon. And people say mean things and it just sticks to you like Velcro and you can't stop thinking about it. It keeps going over and over in your mind. So I was able to experience the discomfort from this, and it was pretty powerful, but instead of swimming in the discomfort and attacking myself, I had an option. I created a breakthrough. I asked to see this situation in another way. I asked to move the energy so I could see another expanded possibility. And now I can read these two statements and not feel personally triggered at all, because it's not about me. I just created the circumstance. Once again, it probably wasn't an ideal call, but these statements are out of proportion to an not ideal free call, because they weren't about me. They were triggered by the past. So how do you use this? I've got your quicksand template here. This is not what I share with my clients, but this is something that's going to really help you on your way. And the idea here is to help you see when you're in quicksand so you can start to pull yourself out of it before you get sunk so deep that you can't pull yourself out of it. So I remind you on top of this what the sign of falling into quicksand looks like. You're emotionally activated. You're taking external events personally. You're spinning in your story. And if you're repeating words and phrases, and you'll realize, wow, I'm spinning in this story. You're using convoluted thinking, very rigid, very judgmental, black and white, right and wrong. You're kind of making exaggerations and distortions. You're tying yourself in knots around your thinking. And you're unable to simply dislodge from your perspective. You can't just pop out of it and try a new one. You're held in place emotionally and by the law of attraction. So it's important to write your story and then look at it, same way that I did with these people before, and look for the charged words and look for the themes. And here are questions to ask yourself. Am I emotionally activated? Is my level of emotionality out of proportion to the situation? 80% of the time, if you're flooded with emotion, you're responding to something from the past. You're not responding to what you think you're responding to. All right? Am I in integrity? Am I telling the truth? All right. The two people who we just read what they wrote, they really believed they were being objective. They did truly believe that they were giving an objective picture. But understand, if you're flooded with emotion, you cannot be objective. All right. So learning the difference between when you're telling the truth and when you're trying to create a case, that's a very critical discernment ability. If I'm feeling strongly, what's the feeling really about? And then moving back into that breakthrough template, it's what am I really wanting and what am I really pushing against? So my goal today, as I said, was to expand upon what we talked about last week and to really have you get very clear that what I shared last week is a map, is a very useful map. And you can use this on your journey to clean up any vibration that you have in any area of your life, not just money, as I said. Use it relationships, use it career. But I'm not a teacher, I'm a coach. And I don't intend to just keep coming back to these calls trying to tell you information because that's not where I'm the most valuable. I'm the most valuable in helping you move the energy. And I want to be working with a lot more people to help them move the energy. So at one level, I've got my platinum clients who are paying me five figures, and they're very happy about that. They're getting really powerful outcomes. Someone just posted on the blog, the Money Breakthrough blog, about how she's already, you know, the program started in October. Money is pouring in because she's changed her energy about it. But I don't want to have this exclusive to my clients who are able to work with me that way. That does not feel integrous to me. That does not feel honorable to me. This is too important. If I have this ability, I want to share it with a much wider range of people, which is why I was seeking to figure out other ways to support all of you. So that's the bottom line here is, yes, I'm going to be very transparent and say, I know deep down in my soul that I can help you. I can help lots and lots and lots of you make life-transforming changes to free yourself. And so in all earnest, I really want to do that because I know that I have a system and I know that I can extend my services very efficiently and serve a large number of people really practically. So if I know this and I let you come to this call and leave this call with the same problem that you came with, that would not be very loving. It wouldn't serve anyone. So my true agenda is to offer my services to anyone who is listening today who says to themselves, wow, this is really up for me, and I really want to move this. And I know that I would move it faster and more efficiently if I had support, if I had someone who got this and who could reflect back to me my blind spots and who could take me through a system. So that's who I'm speaking to now. I'm speaking to those of you who on this call you felt that this is really critically important that you handle this. And that during this call you felt that I've demonstrated that I have unusual clarity about this, that I seem to understand this in a way that makes it more obvious to you, and that if you had that level of clarity in your own life, you would be creating something different. And during this call you either came to trust me and to trust that I'm really coming from my heart, and I really want the best for everyone, and I want to share my gifts and my wisdom and my expertise because I think it's going to benefit people. And that's why when I put out an offer of coaching support on this subject, I'm putting myself out by offering a guarantee, which is kind of ludicrous. I'm guaranteeing that you're going to have an energy shift around this topic. That's going to be significant enough for you to say, wow, that was really worth it. So I'm really putting myself behind this. So for anybody who has any other idea of why I'm doing this, if it was really just about money, now that I've got this money marketing and soul certification, I have a lot of value to offer business people about expanding their businesses. And that's not only valuable, but that's much easier to create enrollment for, because business people have much more of a possibility of gaining from that investment in business coaching, and it's tax deductible. So if I was truly just in it for the money, that's what I would be doing right now. I would be looking for how I was going to create some business coaching programs. And I will be doing that. So those of you who are interested, I will be doing that. But this feels like unfinished business to me. This feels like something that I want to make sure that I get out in the world before I turn my attention much more to business. So if you've come to a conclusion that this is important to you and that you trust me and that you think that I could make a big difference in your life, then I want to invite you to participate with me. Now, what's really interesting is I put out that survey, and 80% of the people who responded to the survey said they did indeed want additional coaching. So I'm committed to creating that. And interestingly, there was a lot of interest. There was interest in the coaching intensives, but there was also interest in a group coaching program that would last over a couple of months. And I haven't had time to completely work that out, but I am going to work that out. So if you are interested in a group coaching program, what I'm going to suggest you do is send me an email and say that you're interested in the group coaching program. And anybody who sends me an email, I'll give you an immediate $50 discount on the program when it's available to be shared with you, because that really wasn't my prime focus in the last week, to come up with a whole new program. And those of you who are still interested in the intensives, I'll throw in the classes, that group coaching program, for the same price as the intensive. So you're going to get a double level of support. You'll get information in the classes, and you'll get the group coaching calls in the classes. And then if you're still interested in the intensive, we'll have a lot of one-on-one time to work with your specific places where you're triggered and where you're losing energy, just to clean them up. It's very gentle. It's very loving. As I demonstrated by how I handled this experience for me, I did get a lot of emails from people who wrote to tell me that they were very impressed with how gracefully I handled this situation, and how proactive I was. On my mastermind call today, one of my mastermind buddies said to me, "Elise, did you really just create that survey, or was that part of your marketing plan?" And I assure you, you can look at the Survey Monkey website and find out the exact day that I created that survey. It was totally moving through the experience as it was happening. It was about navigating the flow. It was always believing that everything happens for a reason and that every opportunity is, let's talk about it this way, that every crisis is really an opportunity. And a lot of you know that the Chinese ideogram for crisis is a combination of the two symbols, the symbol for challenge and the symbol for opportunity. That's what a crisis is, or that's what chaos is. It's a challenge and an opportunity all intertwined in one. I guess that's really the concluding moment of talking about breakthroughs, is that in the moment that you're facing chaos or you're facing a crisis, you can go one of two ways. You can move further into the challenge and shut yourself down and spin in your story and flail in your toxic emotions and lose yourself in the quicksand and create exactly what you don't want to create. Or you can use spiritual processes to completely transform and then transcend the situation and move crisis into opportunity. So that's an invitation. Every single one of us, this is what's time for on the planet, is for us to transform crisis into opportunity. And I don't believe that we can do that simply from our logical left brains. We have to engage spirit. We have to use a combination of practical and spiritual tools in order to do this. And it's a disciplined effort. and it's a egoless effort, and it's a willingness to be vulnerable and to admit that you don't know, and that sometimes you're hijacked by emotions that really are not working for you. So the intensive information is still up on the Your Money Breakthrough website, and if you're interested in that, I would love to talk with you and discern if that's a good match for you and schedule your intensive so I can get your Money Breakthrough packet of material right out to you. And if you're interested in the class, there's no risk or obligation, but if it intrigues you, if you have a sense that this really might be powerful for you, then you want to send me an email at elise@choosingprosperity.com. Should be easy to find that email. Just respond to any email you've received from me and you'll reach me, and just let me know that you're interested in, you can just call it the MB class or the Money Breakthrough class, and you'll immediately go on a list that as soon as we do have the description of the class and the dates, really the question is, I have to go inside and discern if it's a program that should be started as soon as possible, before the holidays in November, or is something that should wait till January. And I might question those of you who show an interest. But if you're interested, if this feels like you might in any way, shape, or form be interested, then send me an email. As I said, no obligation. You don't have to follow through, but then your name will be on a list and you'll be entitled to an extra savings of $50 off the price when we eventually discern that. So I am so appreciative of those of you who came here tonight, and this was not a sales call. If it was a sales call, I know how to do those. I've taken classes on how to do those. And the whole point of a sales call is you really create tension and you tell the people, this is the only way for you to relieve your tension is for you to hire me. You certainly don't send people off with a handout and telling them exactly what they need to do. And that's what I promised on the last class. The name of the class was, you know, why you're getting what you're getting and what to do about it. And this is the conclusion of that. I really do believe by this point, a lot of you have a very different picture of why you've been getting what you're getting. And I've certainly given you a map of what to do about it. And as much as I would love to say that I could wave a magic wand and everyone listening to this class would no longer have any issues around money, and as much as I know that transformation can happen in an instant, it requires some setting up of the environment, some preparing the space, and some use of tools to be able to accomplish that goal, but it is doable. And from someone who's had two significant breakthroughs in the last week, I can tell you there's no better way to live life than to find that you pop out of a feeling of crisis, a feeling of being polarized, a feeling of being helpless and victimized, into a sense of power and a sense of wholeness and a belief in possibility and a real sense of safety. And that's what I truly want for all of us. Because when we can do that as a whole community, as a whole planet around the topic of money, then all decisions around money are going to come from a whole different place. Right now, most every decision around money on the planet is coming from a place of lack. So as Lynn Twist in The Soul of Money says, we don't have any dearth of resources. We have more than enough resources on the planet now to feed everybody. But we are so, each one of us, and community-wise, focused on lack, that we're too busy trying to make sure that we get ours, that we don't have enough attention for everybody else. But if we were to switch from a story of lack at the foundational level to a story of sufficiency on a foundational level, and that's what a Money Breakthrough does. It shifts you from a foundational story of lack to a foundational story of sufficiency. If we could do that as individuals, then as communities, then as an entire planet, all the decisions that we would make on behalf of all the citizens on this planet would be 100% turned around from the way we're handling things now. And there would not be people dying of famine. And there would not be companies that are taking advantage of other people. The decisions that we would be making would come from a whole different level. But we've got to do our own individual work first to be a model of that on the planet. And I just want to thank all of you for being here. I'm going to stop the recording.